What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. Greg, what do you got?
All right. So I used to love the game show Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I don't know if you guys watched that on Nickelodeon. It was one of the best game shows when I was a kid. Scott, you might be a little bit older for that. I don't know.
You know, I don't understand. When you say older, you know I'm like 25 years old, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad. Well, anyway, Legend of the Hidden Temple is coming back, and you can now go to cast for it in Los Angeles. If you are 21 years or older, you can go to legendcasting.com and you can try and be on Legend of the Hidden Temple. Now, were any of you a part of that era of Legend of the Hidden Temple on Nickelodeon?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
LZ, no?
Must be too old,
no.
Fellas. Just must be too old.
No. I'm sorry, man.
This was like the greatest thing in my childhood. Are you kidding?
What's it called? Legends what?
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
You literally picked something that none of us know about.
If you got something else, then
I got something
ahead.
For
all
you.
Right, go ahead.
The Rams schedule is out early.
There you go.
I just got the email. Mm-hmm. I got it in my hands. Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to know?
Tell us the schedule.
Like the schedule.
Like the whole schedule?
Here we yes!
Go. That's like a lot of games. Can't you just pick a week and let me give you like a couple?
Good Lord.
All right, fine. Week one, Bears.
Okay.
Week two, at the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Week three, on Fox, the Buccaneers.
Hey, that's a big game coming to SoFi Stadium.
Wait, time out.
Champs.
Steve Mason just texted, Bergman used all the good questions on Mason in Ireland. Yeah, great job, Greg.
That wasn't on him. I did not use anything on his game.
He's saying is you used a terrible question here, and you used all the good ones with them.
Oh, please.
You have no idea how to be a pimp, do you? You're supposed to treat all of us the same.
We had good questions.
All of
yesterday.
Us the
we
same.
We got good questions for you guys,
If
too.
One of us feels disrespected, it's going to be problems.
Oh, man. Well, that
Your
was
hand's
screwed
not
at
strong,
that point.
Greg. Your hand's not strong.
You kidding me? One of you is going to be felt disrespected by me at some point in every show, so nothing.
Yeah,
but
you need to be in control of that disrespect. It's not supposed to be haphazard. It was purposeful disrespect.
So,
anyway, Buccaneers,
there you go.
Week four, the Cardinals.
Okay.
Week five, at Seattle.
Huge game. Monster.
Week six, at the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Week seven, the Lions.
Hmm.
How about that?
In L.A.
10-24.
Yeah, in L.A.
Week eight, somebody that plays for the Texans. We don't know what they're going to be throwing out there,
but we're
facing the Texans.
Somebody will be playing quarterback.
will be playing quarterback.
Week nine,
the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Week 10, at the 49ers. Week 12, at the Packers. Week 13, at Tim Tebow. Week 14, at the Cardinals. Week 15, Seattle. Week 16, at the Vikings. Week 17, at the Ravens with Mr. Lamar. And then we end the season, week 18, with the 49ers.
By the way,
do we like the way it is spread out?
You just saying that first, LZ, week 18. Let's start with that for a second. Remember, there's 17 regular season games this year, and it kind of slipped my mind until you just said week 18. At first glance, I don't love the way it sets up for the Rams. You got a home game, then you're on the road, then you got two home games. Okay, fine. Then you go to Seattle, and then you've got to go cross country to the Giants. You come home to the Lions at the Texans, and later in the season, this is where I don't really like it. Week 10, you're at San Francisco. Week 11, you have a bye. Week 12, you're at Green Bay. Week 13, you come back against Jacksonville. You don't play at home for a month in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end of the season. It does set up well because you've got Baltimore and San Francisco at home. So you pay the price in the middle of those 4 weeks to get those two home games. Oh, actually, check that. The Baltimore game's in Baltimore. So even all the more to my point, because week 16 and 17, they're on the road. I don't think the schedule sets up great for the Rams.
Wow. George?
I don't either, to be honest with you. I don't think the schedule sets up well for the Rams either. Like, I think they'll still have a winning record, but I don't love that being gone for a month either, man. Like, I just think that generally, if you look historically, that has not been a good omen for teams.
Hmm. Well, I like the fact that we got the Lions in week 7. You know, give both QBs an opportunity to really get comfortable in the new offenses, get both teams, you know, acclimated to the differences in leadership during the games. Because let's face it, we're the media. We like to make things real simple, even if it's not accurate. We're going to say Goff versus Stafford. Who won the trade? Mm-hmm. Who won? It's going to be hyped as hell.
Yeah.
Even though the Lions may not have won a game at this point, we're still going to hype it up.
Right.
I would not put it past my Lions to come in here with maybe one win. Goff doesn't know how good he had it, man. He doesn't know how good he had it. He's got a head coach that wants to bite people kneecaps.
Yeah, and he's got an offensive coordinator that really has not been an offensive coordinator for very long, because Anthony Lynn spent time as a head coach, but before that, his offensive coordinator and play-calling days were about 6 weeks for the Buffalo Bills. So, man, oh, man. Wow. Detroit at L.A., Goff versus Stafford, week 7. I think your point about giving both of those guys a shot to get comfortable and know their team when they go head-to-head, that's a good game. I mean, it's one of those games you would look at normally and go, I have no interest necessarily, but,
right. You
know, quarterback versus quarterback, that's interesting.
You know, I know that Chicago's here, right?
Yeah, week
but
one, right?
But it's going to be nice going forward as we talk about the Rams' schedule, not having to make note about the weather. That's going to be nice. Remember, we had, like, the running ticker. Like, once it got into, like, you know, October, November, it was like, okay, well, how cold is it there? Because that will tell us something about Jared Goff's performance. We don't have to worry about that with Stafford.
Right.
He has been indoctrinated in the cold. He's going to come out here and be like, it's December. Why is it still so warm out?
Yeah, he's going to enjoy playing in Arizona, which is obviously indoors. I mean, all he had to really do was go to Chicago and Green Bay. You know, because he had domes in Minnesota and in Detroit. But, yeah, it's going to be a whole different way of life for Matt Stafford, especially in real life when it's November and December. Hey,
I've got him as, like, a 10-win team as I look at this schedule.
That's about where Vegas had him, right? Like 10.5?
Right.
I got him at 11. I got him at 11. You know, I anticipate, you know, the 49ers being 2 wins. You know, buying.
What? 2 wins? Are you serious?
Yeah.
They never beat the Niners.
Man, who's the quarterback?
It don't matter who the quarterback's been. They
I'm just asking, who's the quarterback?
It's going to be Garoppolo.
It might be Garoppolo. It could be Garoppolo. We don't know yet. They're still trying to figure that out. I got this 2 wins. You got to remember.
No.
You know.
No way. I think they split. They go 3-3 in the division.
I think they go 8-8 on the season. Maybe 9-7, but I could even see 7-9. I don't love the schedule at all. I think it's pretty tough.
So, look, let's do it this way. Ready? What? Let's just do it this way. Real quick on the Rams. Very quick. Chicago Bears. Scott, win or loss?
Win.
Win.
LZ. Okay, win. So that's one. Indianapolis, win or loss, Scott?
Win.
Win.
At Indianapolis. I'll take a win there, even though I don't think that's a gimme. At Tampa Bay, I got a loss. Or
loss.
Tampa Bay at home, I got a loss.
Loss.
Win.
Okay.
They've already beaten him once with the worst QB.
All right. Arizona, win or loss, Scott?
Win.
That's
win.
At home. Yeah. Win at home, okay? At Seattle, that's a loss for me.
Loss.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a toss-em.
No, that's not an answer.
All right, fine. Win.
Wow. Okay. Greg, are you keeping track of this? Or are you keeping track of your own win totals? Okay, let's do that. So I've got, right now, I've got 1, 2, 3, 3-2 through 5 games, okay?
I got them 5-0.
Of course. Week 6 at the Giants, I got a win.
Win.
6-0.
Okay, the Detroit Lions.
Victory, win.
That's a win.
7-0.
Right, so I got 5-2. At the Texans, I got to win, 6.
8-0.
I'll go win here.
Okay, Titans.
First loss of the season.
I also have the Titans as a loss here.
Me too. So that's a loss. All right, so there it is. So that's 6-3 for me. At San Francisco, I've got a loss.
Me too.
I got a win.
Are you for real? You have the one loss through 11 weeks?
They've been here before.
Okay.
Remember when they faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Okay. All right, at Green Bay. That's a loss.
Loss.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. Aaron Rodgers is going to be there.
Okay? I don't know.
Okay, let's say Aaron Rodgers is there.
Or if Aaron Rodgers is there, then they probably lose.
Okay, there you go. So just for argument's sake, let's say Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback.
Okay, well then that's a loss.
Okay, there you go. All right, so now we've got
week 13,
Jaguars.
Right,
the T-Bows.
Okay, so I got 6-5 right now. Jaguars, that's a win.
But you got 6-5.
Yep, yeah.
Same.
Sweet Jesus, man.
I got a win.
I got a win.
Okay.
All right, so that's 7-5 for me. At Arizona, that's a loss.
Loss.
I got a win.
Okay. 7-6. Seattle, I got a win because I'm getting the splitting.
Loss.
I got a loss.
Okay. So you've got them losing twice to Seattle or once, LZ?
Once.
Okay. So this is the one you have them losing. Okay.
I have them losing twice.
Okay. Minnesota, at Minnesota.
Win.
Ooh.
That's not easy.
That's not easy.
But I'm going to say win.
I'm going to say a win.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Ravens, I got that as a loss.
Loss.
I got that as a loss.
Yeah, and then San Francisco at home, I got them winning because I got them splitting. So that's where I get 10 from.
So I got them losing, what, 4 games?
Yeah. So you got them going 13-4 like Steve Mason.
No, that's not bad. 13-4.
Okay.
I think I have them going
9-8, and I have 10-7, yes. So.
Yep, I've got them at 9-8.
All right, let's do the Raiders on the other side. Let's do the
loss.
Raiders. Stop.
Oh, the Raiders 17 is tough. Raiders schedule is tough.
On the other side. Let's do the Raiders on the other side. All right, we get to that in a second. All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, so the schedule release is out. So we did our Rams predictions. We gave you the schedule on the Rams earlier. We played that's a win, that's a loss. And I feel
what did
like
you have? What was your
I
final?
I had 10-7.
Okay, what LZ have?
13-4.
I think I went 9-8 for the Rams.
And you had 9-8, right? Okay. So 17 weeks. So let's do the Raiders. Do you have like Raider music, the autumn wind or whatever that's called? Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Should we allow Greg to play too? Because he's just going to go 16-0.
Well, let's see. Greg, can you say the word loss?
Win.
He's win. Having problems talking. I don't think he can play, George.
No, okay. No. Do you want me to be real about it? I'll be real about it if you want.
Okay.
Be real about it. Be as real as I was.
Yeah.
You weren't real. Get out of here.
You're not real. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Week one at home in Vegas in front of Raider Nation. Baltimore Ravens. That's a loss on Monday night.
Loss.
Loss.
Yeah.
Right, Greg?
At home, Monday Night Football.
Does it matter where they are?
That's a loss.
Okay, there we go. All right,
hey, you guys were talking yesterday.
They start off slow. They start off slow.
We were talking about yesterday.
They finish slow too.
It could be the case. You know the nightclub that we were talking about yesterday in the end zone.
Yeah.
Whoever the player is that jumps in there first is like a total legend. Whoever Lambo leaps into that nightclub and parties and jams and grabs like bottle service and whatever, that dude's a legend. That will happen.
Yes, 100% agree with that. All right, week two at Pittsburgh. That's a loss.
That's a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Okay.
Right.
Week three at home against Miami. That's a loss.
That's a loss.
No, I got win. That's 1-2.
I'm going to go win also.
No, that's a loss.
That's a defense going to get in Carr's ass, man.
But you got it. You're home.
That defense
going
to crush David Carr.
You're already 0-2.
It's not David Carr anyway. It's Derek Carr.
Or Derek Carr.
And by that time, it might be Aaron
Rodgers. Don't get both of them.
They're going to get Derek and David. Exactly. Yeah. That defense is that good. All right. It's week four at the Chargers. I'm going to say that's a loss.
Loss. It is a loss.
They lose. They split every single year. And it's usually the opposite. I'm going to say they win at Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm going to say they're going to win. I'm going to say they're going
to win that game. Okay, I got 0-4 for the Raiders to start this season.
2-2.
I got 1-3.
I know the QB is talented, but we don't know ish about that coach.
Mm-mm. And they split.
Right. The Bears at home week five, that's a win.
Yep, that's a win.
Who's the QB?
Good
Everybody
question.
Left?
We don't know yet. It could be Andy
maybe?
Dalton. By
Everybody
then,
left in the league.
Yeah, it could be Andy Dalton. Question. It may not be Justin Fields yet.
All right. Loss.
You got a loss.
Loss. Come on.
We're not even knowing who the quarterback is.
You want me to be real? You need to be real too, LZ.
I am being real.
Keep it real. when keeping it real goes wrong.
All right, fine. You'll win that game in Chicago.
It's at home.
Or it's at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, they can win that.
Yeah, I got a victory here because I don't know who the quarterback is of the Bears. Right, so and that, keep going.
Three and two.
1-4. At Denver, I don't like Denver. And if it's not Aaron Rodgers as Drew Lock, I'm going to say the Raiders win that. So I got Raiders there.
Could be Teddy Bridgewater. Who knows?
Yeah.
What's Brock Osweiler doing? Anything?
No, he's not doing anything these days.
All right. That's a win for the Raiders.
That's a win. 4-2.
I got a loss there.
Well, you got a loss at Mile High. That's okay. Right. Nah. So I've got 2-4 now. Philadelphia, right. The Eagles are going to be bad this year. So I'm going to say that's a win. So 3 in a row. Look at that.
Yeah, 5-2. Guys. 5-2. It's a win.
They're going to be 3. Oh, man. They're going to win 3 in a row. Can you just imagine the national television coverage with the Raiders?
Oh, they're
going to
be so great. The Raiders are coming back.
The last two years,
they've been 6-3, and then they blow it to the Giants.
John Gruden has finally turned it around.
That's it. After a tough start. Yes. The first 4 weeks will be, is Gruden overrated? And then the next 3 is Gruden underrated?
I'm going to go with a win
hear
for
Keyshawn
Philadelphia.
Now. Yeah. I told you, it's John Gruden.
Yeah.
Look at that, 5-2 heading into the bye.
I'm going loss here. I'm going Philadelphia. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan.
Yep. Wow. Okay. And Greg, you got a win, I presume?
I do. 5-2 going into the bye.
Yes. Right, week 8 is the bye. So at the Giants.
So they're going to lose that. So what's next?
right. At the Giants, later. Week 9. I'll say that's a win.
That's absolutely a win. 6-2.
I got 4-4. Wow.
Wait, who do you have them winning against?
The Giants.
Giants?
At the Giants? That's
against
a winnable
Danny
game.
Quarters?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I see that as a possible victory, so I'm going to put that in my win column over the Giants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a loss.
Oh, yeah.
That is a loss.
They remember that thing last year.
That could be an embarrassing loss, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we all agree. Loss.
Right.
Not the first embarrassing loss, just the first one I pointed out.
Yeah, 4-5. Cincinnati Bengals, that's a win at home in Vegas.
I don't know, man. Burrow's really good.
If he's healthy and
coming
he's playing.
Coming off injury. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Your answer might be different the week before that game. Yeah. But right now, is it a win or a loss?
Yeah, right now, they're lost based upon, recent history.
7-3.
I'm going Raiders with a win here. I'm going with a win here over Cincinnati.
Okay, I've got 5-5, okay? Week 12 at Dallas. I mean, could they both lose? It's possible, I guess, right? I should go for a tie. I'm going to say that's a loss if Dallas is healthy. If Dak is healthy, that's a loss.
Yeah, it is.
That's Thanksgiving? Oh, that's a loss. Dallas wins on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man,
sure.
Yeah. If it's Thanksgiving, it's a loss.
Wait. Cowboys and Raiders? That's a Cholo Bowl, man. What's up, home?
I don't know, man. The Cowboys on Thanksgiving, you think that they're like automatics. I've been down there plenty of times on Thanksgiving and seen them lose. But I got to say that I assume Dallas will win this game. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys here. I'm going to go with a loss for the Raiders.
Okay. All right. So I'm 6-6. Or no, I'm sorry. 5-6. 5-6 right
That's
now.
That's what I am right now.
5-6. LZ? You remember?
I don't, but I know said loss a lot.
Yeah, you did. All right, week 13, Washington football team. I'm going to say that's a loss.
That's a win.
Against who?
Washington. Against the Washington football team.
You got them as a loss, George?
Yep.
Dang.
That defense is good, too.
I'm going to say that's a win.
Yeah, I'm going win here, too. I'm going victory here for the Raiders.
Okay. So I've got now 5-7. At Kansas City, that's a loss.
Loss.
You say that. They split. They split with these guys all the time.
Not this year.
They did last year. They split a lot with them. Dude, they've actually swept their division a lot. 9-4. That's a win.
Not in December in Kansas City. No chance.
Yeah. Thank you. Agreed.
It's going to be one of them, so I don't care which one it is. They're going to win one of them.
That's fine. That's 5-8 for me.
9-4.
At Cleveland, that's a loss.
Loss. Yeah. Come on, admit it. Yeah, that's a loss.
I hate losing to Cleveland, but yes, it's a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss.
9-5.
Say with your chest.
9-5.
There you go.
Then they got Denver at home. That's a win.
Yep, sweep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll give them the home game in the division. Yeah, okay.
10-5.
At Indy, I 10 o'clock game for a West Coast team.
Ooh, that's
never easy. I'll give them a squeaky win there.
I'm giving them a squeaky loss there. So I'm going. I think you go to the different time zone that late.
That
in the
always
season,
is a killer. Yeah,
especially if they're not really bound for the playoffs. I got Indy.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders with that one.
Yeah, 11 and five. That's a win.
And then the Chargers in the last week, and I'll have them splitting. So I have them 8-9 on the season.
I've got them 7-10.
I think I got them like 7-10 as well.
I got they split with the Chargers, so they're 11-6. 11-6 in the playoffs.
11-6 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
When was the last time they were in the playoffs?
This year. The last time was this year. They're coming in. They're going to go in this year.
All right. Okay. You got a whole lot of faith in that club, don't you, man? You think that club's going to get you some W's, don't you?
I do.
Be asking players, hey, dog, just show up to the stadium on Saturday and just stay there, man. You can just play on Sunday, man.
Look, LZ, just come over to the Raider Nation. Look, you can go have a, be in a club on the in the end zone. It's amazing.
It's too late, man. I would get killed at the Raider Nation.
No. They'd bring you right in. Once you're a part of it,
I talked
there.
Way too much smack, man. Way too much smack.
Open arms. Oh, and you do.
I think Anthony Davis has a better chance of being cast in a Spike Lee movie than I do being embraced by Raider Nation at this point.
I don't know. Anthony Davis might not get into that Spike Lee movie, but I will say this. We were talking about, can he be that dude? Can he be a leader of a team? On the last few games, the way he's played and the way he's talked, and I love the fact that he was looking over at Spike Lee like Reggie Miller style, old school.
He did do that a little bit, yeah.
He did that a lot of bit. He did that a lot. When he did that, I was like, oh, you trying to be a number one, huh?
Yeah.
Because now you're talking smack on television. You know, you're not just playing ball and talking smack to Spike. You know, and we all know what this dynamic is. You knew when you started doing that, it was going to trend on social. It's going to be talked about repeatedly. Spike was never going to forget it. He might do a 30 for 30 about the night. You did that in prime time. And you didn't even do it when you were having a great monster game.
Right.
That's the attitude I was talking about last week. That's it, right there. That Paul Pierce I call game, even though his eyes was closed and it hit off the backboard all hard and stuff. He said, I call game. And you couldn't question him because he did it. And that seeing AD talk smack to Spike like that in that moment, I was like, yeah, that's what's up. That is what's up.
Yeah, and Spike sitting there courtside like he owns the joint, like it's Madison Square Garden, rocking all of his Knicks gear, in a really, really tight game. And by the way, there's a lot of people that become Laker fans but started out as Knicks fans, and they show up at these games going, I love the Lakers, but I only get to see the Knicks a couple times, and they're actually decent this year, so I came to root on my Knicks. So there he was, Spike, sitting courtside like it's MSG, and AD kind of shutting him down. And I loved it. Loved it. Because that is the leadership. When you ask the question, LZ, can he be that dude? My initial response was, I don't think so. But in the last couple games, he's starting to change my mind. He really is.
He has definitely been that dude the last couple of games. That's for sure.
He has. He has. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, based upon the frostiness of the conversation around, you know, Schroeder at this point, he ain't coming back, right? He's a
one-year
deal.
Next season? No, I think, it's over. Yeah.
It feels like THT has giving him something to think about at that position.
No, he's not ready to be a point guard, though.
You know, I mean, LeBron's a point guard. I'm just talking about starting in that position. As long as LeBron's on the floor, he's a point guard.
Right. But you still need a – I mean, Caruso's a decent ball handler. He's not a great ball handler. You still need, like, someone that is actual, like, a traditional point guard. Now, that doesn't need to be at the expense of, you know, at the rate that you would pay a Dennis Schroeder. You could find someone that – can fill that role for less money, perhaps. Sure, like a mid-level exception type player. Yeah.
I think, though, LZ, your hype around THT, which many of us in the preseason were saying, wow, this young man's really a good player, but didn't know how much he would wind up contributing this year. And I know we started off talking about this earlier, and I said that he started out the year as a fresh-faced kid, and now he's got this manly beard. And the way I perceived him was, he's a young guy. Like, He wasn't a top five pick. He wasn't in the lottery. He was injured for his 1 year in school. Most people didn't hear of him. He was found, you know? And so we've seen this young guy this year really, really growing up into a playmaker, a guy who has the courage to take the shot, who has the cojones to knock it down. The kid has really become, I mean, much more than most of us expected, even seeing him play well in the preseason.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, he's a real player. Like, there's a reason they didn't trade him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have had Kyle Lowry, but they wouldn't give him up.
Yeah, and I'm glad we didn't. I'm really glad we didn't. You know, he's got handles. He's got patience. We know he's got guts. He's a willing defender. He is still learning how to play championship defense, but he's a very willing defender. Mm-hmm. And you're beginning to watch. I was watching him last night on the rotations, and you can see him thinking ahead now. You know, he's not moving over once the ball is swung there. He's anticipating it, you know, which is a nice little step in terms of his maturation. But I just love his fearlessness, man.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you think about that shot against Denver. And you're right, George. He threw up, you know, a bad shot over the back of his head.
Yeah, Gasol saved him there.
But he ended up taking the same shot over the back of his head and knocked it down.
No, the second one was a floater he was facing. Like, he saw
that. No, he wasn't facing it. His back was to the basket, and he floated over his head over Jokic.
No.
Was right there, and he had to flip it over Jokic.
Second shot he was facing it. He was facing the basket.
No, he wasn't facing it, George.
I'll find the YouTube and send it to you. How about that?
You can have to send it to me because I remember it, but you go ahead and entertain yourself.
I will send it to you, so that way your memory isn't serving you correctly in this.
Well, I mean, LZ has told us that he smokes a lot of weed or has smoked a lot of weed, and that sometimes he forgets some things.
Well, listen, we got to go to break anyway. We have to continue to do this schedule release. I will find that YouTube in the break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Somehow. You guys want to do it because, we got stuff to do around here. But anyway, real quick. We're down to the Chargers. We did the Raiders. So the Rams, you had what, LZ, 13-4?
13-4.
Okay, I had 10-7. Scott?
For the Rams, I had 9-8.
Right, and then for the Raiders, I had 8-9. LZ, you had 7-10?
7-10.
Yeah.
7-10.
And Scott had 7-10. And Greg had what?
11-6. Not bad.
What year are you talking about,
I'm talking Greg? About 2021, and that's how it's going to be.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's, damn. I was going to
with
be.
My chest.
Well, you did say with your chest. Yeah. It's a bird chest, but it's still a chest, nonetheless.
Yes. All right. Belongs. So now we are with LA's other team, the Los Angeles Chargers. Are we ready here?
Who?
All right.
All right. Ooh, a little like Chris Berman, NFL countdown music. Whoop. Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. At the Washington football team, I'm going to say that's a win.
I'm going to agree with you. I got that as a win.
I'm going to go with a loss. On the road, East Coast.
Okay, fair
opening
enough.
Week.
Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say that's a loss.
That's a loss.
The three of us will agree. I think this is also a loss for the Chargers.
Okay, all right. So I've got 1-1. You've got 2 and you've got 0-2, Scott. And LZ's got 1-1. Right, LZ?
1-1.
Yeah. At Kansas City, that's a loss.
That is right.
That's a loss.
That's right. At home against the Raiders on a Monday night, I have them splitting, so I'm going to say that's a win.
I've legitimately got that as a win possibility, so I'll go win over here.
Yeah, I would go with that. I got a win, actually.
So they got Cleveland at home. I'm going to say that's a loss.
That's what I got. I got a loss. Cleveland's going to be good.
Yeah.
I got a loss.
All right, so hold on. I've got, I just want to count here. So I got 1 win, 1-1, 1-2, 2-2, 2-3. Okay. At Baltimore, that's a loss.
Loss.
Yeah, 2-4 for me. New England, ooh, that's a tough one. Because I don't know
what they are.
Yeah, I have no idea. So I'm just going to say a win because it's at home. So I'm going to say win.
I'm going to say... Oh, LZ?
They're at home?
Mm-hmm. Here in LA.
Who's, Let's see. Cam still QB.
Probably by week eight, yeah.
I'm going to say yeah. That's a win.
I'm going to say loss. I'm going to say Bill Belichick is not going to be beaten by a rookie head coach. I'm going New England. Win for New England. Loss for the Chargers.
That's fair. Look, I think it's tough, so I ain't argue with you. At Philadelphia, I got that as a win.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are going to stink.
Well, so do they.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, yeah, that's a loss.
I'm going to say.
When you say that's a win, you mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a win. A win Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say loss for the Chargers, victory at home in the Eastern time zone for the Eagles.
Okay. So I've got 4-4 for the Chargers so far. Minnesota at home. I'm going to say that's a loss.
Minnesota at home. I'm going to say that's a win.
Okay.
I'm going to also say that's a win. That's one, that it's a shootout, but that's a game that the Chargers could win. So anything that they could goes in my win column. I'm going to go with win over Minnesota.
Okay. So I've got 4-5. Week 11 at home against Pittsburgh. I'm going to say that's a loss.
Loss.
Okay, 4-6 for me. At Denver, that's a win.
Loss.
At Denver.
I think Denver's going to be atrocious, too.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but every team always seems to come up against a rival and stuff, and they're home. And Brock's not the quarterback, though.
No, he's long gone.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a win for the Chargers.
Okay.
Altitude, Denver. Okay. I don't know. I got Denver at home.
Okay. Week 13 at Cincinnati. I'm going to say that's a win.
Cincinnati. Damn it, I wish we knew what they were going to be before we say this, but I'm going to say that's a win.
I'm banking on Joe Burrow being a comeback player of the year candidate by this time of the season, and I'm going to go with Cincinnati and a win, so a Charger loss.
Okay, I am 6-6 now. Giants at home, that's a win.
Giants at home, that is a win.
Yes, agreed. Win.
Kansas City, that's a loss. They're going to lose both times.
That's a loss.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Loss.
7-7. At Houston, that's a win.
At Houston, yeah. I keep repeating because when I repeat, I go through the roster.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say win, but I will just say this, that if it's Deshaun Watson's Houston Texans, I might be changing my mind before week 16.
Okay. Right, that's fair, right. I got 8-7. Denver, again, I'm going to say I think Denver's going to stink, so I've got a win against both times against Denver.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay, I got Denver beating the Chargers in Denver, but I've got the Chargers winning against the Broncos in San Diego. Keep going.
Okay, and then at the Raiders, I have them splitting, so that's a loss.
At the Raiders, I actually, yeah, I got them losing that one.
This is a tough one because we don't know who's going to be positioning for what, and if both of these teams are not playoff teams, the Raiders at home, you would take them. Which I'm going to do, which now puts me at 5-12 for the Chargers.
I got 9-8. I got 9-8.
Yeah. Greg, do you know what I have? I wasn't paying attention.
You were close to that. You're like 8-9 somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That feels about right.
You have like one more loss than I do. Yeah. So I'm actually look at that. I'm the guy who is actually a proponent of the Chargers for some reason or another this year.
I love Even Scott Kaplan being the negative on the.
No,
Chargers
I'm not surprised.
Too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
0-17, by the way.
You have history with them. You get it. Like, I get it.
I could have gone 0-17. I could have. That will be what I'll root for. Every week, I will root against them. Every week, I will hate watch. I can't get over it. Like, I'm addicted to watching, but not because I'm cheering for my team to win. I'm cheering for the team I used to cheer for to lose.
Hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, LZ, real quick before we go, you were mostly right on Talen Horton-Tucker. Not exactly right. You were mostly right. I was mostly wrong.
Is this the like first, the political fact checker thing?
Right. It's like PolitiFacts. Yes. You were mostly right. I was mostly wrong. He did throw the ridiculous shot over his head without looking the first time, which we were both right about. The second one, he was underneath the back basket looking up at the rim and reversing it. I said he was facing. I meant to say he was looking, but I was wrong by the way I described it. So you were right. Mostly right.
He actually looked the first time, too.
Not really.
No. He tried to.
He looked.
I'm looking at it.
He snapped his head after he threw it up. Yeah, but after he threw it up already.
He turned his head before he threw it up. I'm looking dead at the video. It just was a bad shot. It was just a terrible shot. He actually turned his head before the ball actually makes, before the ball leaves his hand.
Man, I mean, he's like kind of twisting his neck. I don't know, whatever.
And then, the second time, he's looking the same way. Like, that's like when you know his layup bag, and he's got a lot of, his layup package is sick. But he does that look before he takes a shot when he does those reverse flips that he's really, really good at.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want him taking those crazy shots. I'm sorry.
Well, lucky he no, took the you. Crazy shot. He's
Every great
got the
player
ball
takes
back.
Crazy shots. Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we got Big Deal or No Deal.
Sedano, LZ, and Cap here on 710 ESPN. Yeah, LZ, we've taken a look at the Rams, the Raiders, the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
How about just a minute here before we get to Big Deal or No Deal? Did you take a look at the Niners who open on the road at Jared Goff and your Detroit Lions?
I did not take a look at them because I hate the Niners. I don't care about their future.
Easy.
What? What? Listen, I remember you running around the studio with that poncho on that you guys eked out a win because we missed a field goal.
A win is a win, homeboy.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Exactly.
That ain't no poncho win, though. Maybe a T-shirt, but not a full regalia.
Who got you the Rams poncho? Exactly. The same Niners guy that got me mine.
Well, LZ, at your Lions, at Philadelphia, that always stinks when you have to open the season with two straight road games. But at least when you come home, you've got Green Bay and Seattle. I take a look at this schedule for San Francisco, and I know there's a lot of Niner fans around, but I actually think the Niners and the Rams are going to be right there battling at about the same results, like 9-8, 8-9, maybe 10-7.
I need you to help me understand your rationale.
Tell me, what can I do for you?
Well, this is a 10-win team a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've upgraded at the QB position. They have an extra game to play, and you have them actually finishing worse than a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Don't say yeah. Tell me why.
Well, because we were going through the schedule, and, you know, everybody plays that game. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. And as I was going through the schedule, I just think that home games against, like, Tampa Bay and Arizona are not guaranteed wins. Mm-hmm. Inside the division, it's very tough to win, especially on the road at Seattle. So you have to come back and beat Seattle at home. They've been okay inside the division. San Francisco's had their number. I think when you take a look at a team like Tennessee, even though it's a home game, we think of them as being a physical, control-the-clock kind of a team. So I just – Baltimore, the fact that they have to play the AFC North, it just doesn't bode well. And I know that we say they've upgraded at the quarterback position, which I think statistically, career-wise, they have. But still will be his first year in a new system. So I'm not as bullish.
You're not. And that's okay. I'm not trying to make you change your mind. I just wanted to know what your rationale was.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to this 49ers schedule.
Forget about the 49ers.
6-10 49ers.
You want to do the 49ers?
You want to go? With the 49ers? Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, keep going. So we got Detroit. We got Philly. Let's just breeze through it.
Okay, you got it. All right, go. So at Detroit, what is it, win or a loss?
Win.
Win.
Okay. Greg, are you going to jump in here?
Sure, that's a win.
Okay. At Philadelphia, gentlemen, LZ?
Win.
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 Win. Green Bay, week 3 for San Francisco. Who do you guys like?
Loss.
We're
loss.
Assuming Aaron Rodgers is there, right?
Correct.
Even though I don't think he's showing up.
I agree.
Well, we don't know, so we got to go.
All right. So that's a loss.
Yep, I got a loss too, and that's your first home game. Seattle comes to San Francisco, week 4. What do you think?
Loss.
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 Yep. Ooh. All right, we all agree.
Jorge's saying loss. I like it.
At Arizona.
Win.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
Loss. Loss. Bye week in week 6 comes early. Indianapolis comes to Santa Clara. What do you say, LZ?
I got them winning that game.
Win.
Yeah, me too. There's a win.
Win.
At the Chicago Bears in week 8.
Win.
I'm going to say that's a win. Because at that point, Jim McMahon would be the quarterback again.
The punky
Super Bowl
QB.
Special.
I don't know why, but my gut just tells me here, looking at the schedule, I'm going with a loss on the road at Chicago.
You're going with a loss. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Week 9, Arizona at home. They've got Arizona in Santa Clara. What do you say, LZ?
I'm going to say that's the win.
Yeah, I got to go with a home win in the division.
Yep.
Bergman?
Win. Got win.
Jorge?
Lost. Jimmy G's probably injured by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost.
Do you still call him Jimmy G now that you're trying to trade him?
Yeah.
Don't you lose your nickname once you become trade bait?
Nope.
Okay. So,
okay, gotcha. Week 10, the Rams in Santa Clara.
Loss.
Win.
Loss.
Win.
Loss.
Win.
I would go to your house and make fresh guac if they lose that game.
Ooh, fresh guac coming our way. I like it.
Week 11, at Jacksonville. San Fran, long road trip at Jacksonville.
I got them beating the Tebows.
Yeah, it's a win.
Win.
Yeah, all right. Week 12, at home against Minnesota.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a loss.
It's a win.
I got that as a loss.
A win also, yeah. Week 13 at Seattle, LZ.
Loss.
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 Week 14 at Cincinnati.
Win.
Loss.
Loss.
Yeah.
You guys don't think they can beat Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, I think, is going to, as long as Burrow is healthy, I think they're on their way.
That just seems like
the Niners won't be healthy.
December, yeah, Niners, December, I just see losses there.
Week 15 at home against Atlanta.
Ooh, that's a win.
Ooh, that's a good one. Matty Melt.
Indoor team coming all the way west, indoor outdoors.
I'm going to say that's a loss for them.
I've got it as a win.
Win.
I've got it as a win for San Francisco. At Tennessee, week 16.
Ooh, that's a win for them.
That's a loss. It's quick.
Yeah,
that's you're a going loss. From.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night football game. That's right.
Yeah, going across.
It's a win.
Loss.
All right, win for Jorge.
I got it as a win. I got it
week
a win.
17 at home against Houston.
No, that's a win.
Win.
That's a win.
Week 18, finish the season
loss.
At the Rams.
That's a win.
Oh. Loss.
Oh,
that's a win.
Loss.
Big old win. Big.
Bah, bah.
As usual. You're going to make guacamole and salsa fresh.
Oh, here you go.
I'll bring the ceviche, dog.
Right, calm down. Calm down.
I'll get the ceviche for sure.
All right, so what'd you guys come up with? I came up with the Niners 9-8.
It's right around there. 8 and 9.
You didn't keep up either, Greg?
No.
Yeah, you know.
11-4.
It's somewhere between about like 0 and 17. You're fighting the right area.
11-5. 6. Whatever.
That's great.
We went quick.
All right. Hey, do we have time to play a game, a quick game, get in one or two of Big Deal or No Deal? Because speaking
do it
of
now.
Big Deals.
Stop talking and do it now. There we go.
All right. Speaking of Big Deals, it's a big deal. If you call the right attorney, when you're injured in an accident, call Sam and Ash Law, 1-800-304-2000, 1-800-304-2000, because you deserve what's right. Greg Bergman, we got a couple of minutes. Let's see what you got.
All right, LZ. So KTLA was going around LA yesterday and interviewing people about the rising gas prices. One of the people they interview was the star of Hanging with Mr. Cooper himself, Mark Curry.
No way!
Yep, they introduced him. But the reporter had no idea who they were talking to and just calling him this LA driver. Is this a big deal or no deal?
It's a huge deal. That's a huge deal. You know how bad you look doing that without being tongue-in-cheek? And I don't blame the reporter. I don't. I blame whatever end that tape got to, that someone didn't say, hey, this is so-and-so, so-and-so, let's have you revoice this intro. They should have saved the person. They shouldn't have let them dangle out there not knowing who Mr. Cooper is.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, just go back to the beginning of that story one more time. Just reset it up.
All right, so KTLA was going around L.A. yesterday and interviewing people about the rising gas prices.
Yeah.
And one of the people they interviewed was the star of Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry.
Man, I know. That's funny, man. I go no deal just because it's like I know somebody could miss out on somebody. Like, I just interviewed this dude, and he was really nice, and he gave me an opinion, but I didn't know who he was. Yeah. All right. Not such a big deal to me.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was awesome.
Good show.
Awesome.
Good show.
Holly Robinson Pete.
What's up, Holly? I know you're listening, girl.
Let me throw this. Rodney?
And Vogue did the open.
I know.
Right? I mean, that's got some sway to it.
Yeah, that's for the culture right there. What else you got, Greg? Hurry up.
All right, real fast. I got former NBA point guard. Oh, I lost my page.
Wait, don't do it. You ready? I want to throw into LZ.
Go.
Big deal or no deal, LZ. Tonight, the Lakers raise the banner, number 17. What do you say?
Big MF deal. Greg?
Huge deal.
I'll go really, really big deal too, because I got to say,
big deal.
No LeBron, no AD, no sold out crowd, but it's still a monster deal. I think we'll all be sitting around watching it and listening to it.
No, it's all about the return to glory. After six terrible years, they're so far in the rear view, I don't remember them happening.
Tying the Boston Celtics, that's a big old deal.
There you go. That's coming up tonight. And Sliwa and Michael Thompson will have the pregame. And then it's time for John Ireland and Michael Thompson. And then we are back tomorrow at 3:55. LZ, phenomenal effort today. Thank you, sir.
Great job for you two, brothers.
Appreciate that. Greg, Jorge, the entire Mishbucha, thank you guys. Fantastic job. We are back tomorrow. Time for the Lakers to raise the banner here on 710.